Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with the Bahamas' foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth-teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth-teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and transformation truth teacher, Reverend Rich.
And welcome. Welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with Reverend Rich. I am Reverend Rich, your divine messenger. I am divinely anointed, so you won't be disappointed with today's good news. Good news you can use. Good news to light your fuse. Good news to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have right here and right now. I want you to join Reverend Rich right now as we welcome the infinite, all loving presence and power of God, the good, the infinite loving one, right here and right now. We welcome the presence and the power of spirit. We welcome the presence and the power of the divinity, of the divine one, of the universe, of the infinite loving spirit we call God. Welcome. Welcome to everyone that's listening, especially you who are, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, whatever condition or situation or whatever circumstances, whatever challenges you are presently facing, I now say to you, I now say to every one of you that the all-loving presence and power of God is moving in you, is moving through you, is moving with you, is moving on you, is moving as you right now. The presence and the power of God is flowing through to you, flowing through from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And as you now welcome and receive this wonderful presence and power of God in you, you're being healed. You're being whole. You're being delivered. You're being liberated. You're being well. You're being whole. You're being complete. Something wonderful is happening to you right now. Say that with Reverend Rich. Something wonderful is happening to me right now. In the first person, say it again. Something wonderful is happening to me right now. I feel it. Oh boy. And it feels good. It feels wonderful. It feels fabulous. I've got to say it one more time. Something wonderful is happening to you right now. And now the presence and power of God speaks within you. Listen to it. It says peace. Peace to you. Peace to your soul. Peace to your body. Peace to your nerves. Peace to your mind, peace to your emotions, peace in your home, peace in your relationships, peace in your marriage, peace on your job, peace everywhere you go, peace. Whatever you desire, receive it, accept it right now. Isn't that wonderful? I am Reverend Rich, and I say to you, thank you for joining. This is our first program on this beautiful Saturday. I am in South Florida, and wherever you're listening to throughout the world, I welcome you to this beautiful universal spiritual seminar on the internet that you can now lift up your hands, lift your head, lift your voice, and give thanks. Give thanks to the all-loving presence and power of God, of Spirit, that's working for you, that's working through you, that's working with you, that's working as you. And now I want you to personalize this and say with Reverend Rich, to the presence and power of God, of the infinite in you, around you, above you, beneath you, and through you, and as you, I want you to say yes, yes. Say yes to life. Say yes to joy. Say yes to peace. Say yes to good. Say yes to good health. Say yes to great wealth. Say yes to good success. Say yes to good prosperity. Say yes to good luck. Say yes to your good looks. Say yes, say yes, say yes to life. Say yes to God. Say yes to the infinite. Say yes to Spirit. And now the presence and power of God goes with you today, goes with you and within you, above you and beneath you, and behind you, and around you, and before you, and make smooth, beautiful your way. Make smooth and perfect your way. Welcome to Science of Successful Living with Reverend Rich. This is not just Reverend Rich's show. This is our show. So you are quite welcome to give us a call, to talk, to interact with us. We want to know that you are where you are and that we've got something for each other. I've got something for you and you've got something for me. I am your divine messenger and so are you. You see, the only difference is some of us recognize who we really are and others are beginning to recognize. And so before we believe, before we can receive all of the good we desire, we must undergo what Reverend Rich calls a mind renewing and a mind transforming experience. A mind renewing and a mind transforming. The wonderful sage of old tells us to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you've got to rid your mind of all negative stinking thinking. You've got to free yourself from everything that is ungood, ungodly, not nice, anything that is just not in your favor, because that's not good for you, darling. You need to release yourself. Release yourself from all the negative, hurtful, hateful ideas and thoughts and concepts and beliefs. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You alone possess the power for your hour. You alone possess the power to change and rearrange your destiny, your future. You alone possess the power to change your mind, because when you change your mind, you will change your mind. and you will begin to rise up and acknowledge and realize who you really are. That's the beginning stage, renewing of the mind. I am Reverend Rich, and I wish for you to give us a call, give me a call, and let's talk, let's chat. If there's something that you'd like to talk about, you can reach me at telephone number, toll free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You can call Reverend Rich. Now, for you religious-minded folks, I'm not talking about, when I talk about believing and receiving all the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have, I'm not talking about some pie in the sky when you die. No, darling, I'm talking about the pie that you can have right here and right now with some ice cream and a cherry on top. Bing! Isn't that marvelous? Indeed it is. I'm talking about the sweet pie you can have right here and right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the good news I bring to you today is you don't have to wait until you die to wear your long white robe. You can have and you can wear your long white fur coat right here and right now. Beloved, you don't have to wait till you die for you to ride in that chariot in the sky. You don't have to sing that old song that says, swing low, sweet chariot. You can ride in your chariot right now. You can ride in the finest automobile right here and right now. What kind of car? Let me ask you, what kind of automobile, what kind of vehicle do you like, do you desire? Get it clear. Make it plain. Get it clear in your mind, in your consciousness. You need a car. Someone, as I'm speaking, you need some reliable transportation. And I'm here to help you get that transportation, because everything you need has already been met. Listen, darling, you already have it. In fact, the only thing that hinders us from having that expression is because we think it's got to come from somewhere else, from out there. No, it's right in you. That car, that automobile that you need is in you. You now have got to get it out of you so you can sit in it, smell the new car smell, and drive it to the places that you wish to go and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Now, call Reverend Rich and we'll talk about this. And I have a special treatment for you in that regard. But you've got to be clear. You've got to be definite with the infinite. Be clear as to what it is, what type of car, what type of vehicle, what type of automobile that you really would like to have expressed in your experience. It's not someone else's. It doesn't matter if someone wants a Volkswagen or Rolls Royce or Mustang or Kia or Honda. All of that doesn't matter. It's only matters is what you desire. I want you to get ready to receive that vehicle. So today we're going to explore how we can experience and express and enjoy that which we really want to express. Is that okay? Isn't that a good idea? Of course it is. So let's get ready, you know, because one thing I've been taught in my many lessons of life, this one great truth I've learned, that it matters not who you are. It matters not whose you are. We all need money, honey. Yes, I said it. You're listening to Reverend Rich, and I'm telling you, we all need to have more money. Believe me, I don't want to jump, but I've got to say it right now, because I meet so many people, so-called even spiritual people, who got such a negative idea about money. Boy, it amazes me. on line three. Who are you? How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can sort of hear you.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Deborah, Reverend Rich. I don't know whether you remember me, but I called you, I think about a month ago, and I had been laid off from my job, and you told me some things, and I practiced what you told me, and I eventually did find a job.
Oh, boy. Good news to light your fuse. Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and I'm just calling to say thank you. I told you I would call you back, and I actually landed another medical position.
Oh, wonderful. I am so glad for you, Debbie. Is it Debbie
thank
or Deborah?
Thank you.
Is it Debbie or Deborah?
You can call me either one. Yeah.
Either one. You see, this stuff works when you work it.
It certainly does.
Yeah. And that's what I tell folks all the time. So, because some people, they say, I've tried it. Well, I'm not talking about trying anything. You've got to do it. Be it, as Nike advertised. Just do it, you see. And
yes.
When you do it, it will be done. Oh, boy. You know, I am so... What did you get your nursing job?
No, it's not a nursing job. It's just a medical front desk position. But it's fine for right now.
Absolutely. It is, you know, the beautiful thing about the universe giving us our desires is that we have to learn of different progressive steps, you know, yeah? The steps we take here a little, there a little, from glory to glory and so forth. And so that's where you are now. But you know what? I see bigger and better things happening for you.
Terrific.
Now, let me ask you, do you see it?
I do see it. Yes, I do. I feel very positive, and I feel like there's some change coming.
Yes, because if you can see, once you see it, you will be it. Once it's got to be manifested in your experience. And so, oh boy, and you caught us because now we're on a different day. You know, last time we spoke, we were on a Sunday, but
it was a Sunday. Yes, yes. I just happened to be listening.
And this is the first day they gave us that we're working on getting a much better time slot. And this is the first day, first Saturday that we on this slot this time here. So we're going to be here So I thank you so much for listening and thank you so much. And I want you to say again to what you said so others who are listening may know that this stuff worked. Tell them what you told me earlier, how you called in, and go ahead. I'm going to let you say it.
Yeah, what happened, I called in about a month ago. I had gotten laid off. I was very depressed about not being able to find work as I was looking, and I called in to Dr. Reverend Rich, and he spoke to me about what to do, how to think, and how to believe. And I practiced that, and I did do a lot of work to find a job, and I found one, and I'm just calling back to say thank you, and that this does work.
Oh, boy, thank you so very much. It reminds me, you know, when in the New Testament, the Master Jesus had some lepers came to him, and he healed them, and he says to them, now go and tell the priest, because that was their particular way of doing it. And so as they went, they only one came back to Jesus, to the Master, and gave him thanks. And whereas the others, they were healed, this particular one that came back, he got complete wholeness. And that's why I said to you, yes, and that's why I see, as you did what you did, because you didn't have to call back. You acted in faith to begin with to call in the first time, and now you're acting in faith again. That's why I said something bigger. I see bigger and better and more wonderful things happening in you and for you. And you just are in a good position to receive all of that, Debbie. So I thank you. And so this guy, this leper, he came back and he began to thank the Master Jesus for his healing. And he received wholeness instead of just healing. And I see this position that you have now, it's only a stepping stone to your throne.
Well, thank so much. That's so positive, and I just really appreciate your words.
Thank you so much.
It really helped me.
Thank you so very much. Now, if you wish, I want to, my direct phone line, if you want to call some other time, you can call me at 7, well, get a pen and paper. I'll give it to you real quick.
Yes, I have a pen.
It's 702.
Uh-huh.
577.
Yes.
6777. Your divine line to heaven.
So 702-577-6777.
Yeah, that's if you want to connect with us off air or any other time, you can do so. You feel free to do so because this is what we're all about, encouraging, inspiring, and rewiring our wonderful beings to experience and express the good life. And so as you have called in, I want you to tell others about what you have experienced because sometime a word from you comes right at a particular time because sometimes we're so discouraged or get discouraged or get down and think nothing's going to work for us and all that stuff. But you can talk and say to them, listen, I was where you are and I tell you what worked for me and it'll help you. Okay.
Yeah. My path got totally turned around and I was feeling in a strange transitional period and I just tapped my faith. I said, yes, something good is going to happen, and it did.
Yes, and it did. Do you have good transportation?
Yes.
Good. Well, that's wonderful. And I just tell you, just open yourself because so many wonderful things. Because I said to you last time, you are a giver. You are a you have a wonderful aura, wonderful spirit that the universe is just making so many things work in your favor. So get ready for more surplus blessings. Is that all right with you?
Oh my goodness, yes it is. Yes it is.
Yes, keep that beautiful smile, that beautiful attitude, because something wonderful is continually happening to you right now. And we'll talk again another time.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for giving me that other number, Reverend Rich, rather. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Wow. My friend, are you there? Oh, she's gone. Isn't that wonderful? That's a lady that called and got a word, and now she's experiencing that wonderful blessing. So let's see. We will be back in a moment after a quick break here with a good message for you, a little advertising. So we'll be back shortly in a few seconds.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.
Ba, 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 da. Yeah. Hey, welcome back. This is Reverend Rich. If you would like to call, you can call us now at 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. Yes, if you would like to get a copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passages, those are 3-CD set. I've compiled all of the scriptures from the Bible that has to do with prosperity, and I'm reading them with my dramatic way, you know, how I do it. And I read it, but I also have some wonderful music in the background. So I tell you, if it helps you develop a prosperity consciousness, it'll help you to expand your prosperity consciousness. You can write to Reverend Rich and ask for that, for a suggested love offering. Actually, if you just send a love offering of any amount, I will give it to you because I want you to have it. The address is 378 North Lake Boulevard, one word, North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Again, that's Reverend Rich, 378 North Lake Boulevard, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. You can call, you can write in, and we'll continue to be a blessing to you as you are to us. So, as I was saying, and again, life has taught me many lessons. And one great truth I've learned is that it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter whose you are. We all need some money, honey. It doesn't matter if you are sick or well, living or dying, you need money, honey. It matters not your face. It matters not your race. It matters not your tastes. It matters not your place in life. We all need money, honey. And so, it matters not how attractive you are or how unattractive you are, whether you're beautiful or you're ugly, you need money, honey. It doesn't matter how white you are. It doesn't matter how black you are or how brown you are. It doesn't matter if you're straight, crooked, gay, dyke, bi, dominant, male gender, female gender, or transgender. We all need money, honey. I love that song some years ago by Barrett Strong that says, "That's what I want. The best thing in life are free, but you can give them or keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your loving gives me such a thrill," he says, "but your loving don't pay my bills. Money, that's what I want." Well, isn't that a lovely song? That goes way back. So, yes. And so today's teaching, today's seminar's presentation is designed to inspire you, to help you to understand that whatever you're going to be, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to have in life, you need to have money. And you've got to start thinking, yes, okay, good place to say this. You've got to start thinking in surplus, thinking of money in surplus ways. Surplus money. There is no lack with the universe. There's no lack with spirit. There's no lack with the infinite intelligence. There's no lack with God. The only lack there is the lack that you have in your mind. Yeah, that's it. Today's seminar presentation was inspired by the many well-meaning religious-minded folks who would approach me after some church service or seminar or workshop, and they would say something like this: "Reverend Rich, I'm saved, baptized, and sanctified. I'm New Thought or Metaphysic, Unity, Religious Science. I have attended church faithfully. I've given tithes and sacrificial offering, this offering and that offering. Still, I can't seem to get ahead. I can't hold no money. I can't get no money to hold. I have prayed and I fasted. Still, I am broke, busted, and disgusted." Wow. And many of you that are listening today, you might be one of those type of persons. You say, "Yes, Reverend Rich, I need some money, honey." If you do, I want to pray a special money treatment. I want to give you a special money treatment today, a money treatment that will manifest money in your hands. Money in your hands. Oh, boy, that's wonderful. Money in your hands. Money to enjoy, money to use, and money to enjoy. before you can get money in your hand, you've got to first get money in your mind. In your mind. And once you get money in your mind, money will then be expressed and manifest and demonstrated in your hand to use and to enjoy. It's a mind thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Some of you, you've gone to this conference and gone to that conference. You've called this preacher and that minister. You've visited Madame Zeus, this psychic. You had your palms read. You've had your cards read, your fortune told by the tea leaf reader. But still, you don't have enough money, honey. Others of you have gone from one casino to the other, placing your hard-earned money in the slots or on the blackjack table. You played the lotto, the Powerball, the Mega Ball, the Fantasy, the scratch-off game. Still, you lack money, honey. Call Reverend Rich right now at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I would like to pray a special prayer treatment for you, for money treatment. This is for money now. If you don't need any money, it's not for you. This is for those that have just made some financial mistakes. You've made some investment that turned out to be hurting to you, but you've not lost it. You can still make it happen. Oh boy, did you get that? Did you get that? I see you winning. I see you coming into lots of unexpected money. Yes, I've got to say this. Listen. The universe has more money than you can ever exhaust. When you start thinking and talking about limited money, limited income, so many of folks, again, would say to Reverend Rich, I'm on a limited income. Well, when you say that, you know what you just did? I'll tell you. You just limited your income. Oh, boy. You see it? Yes, I want you to know. You can shout. You can shout for joy. I want you to say this out loud wherever you are. You may be at home alone. You may be home listening with others. I want you to say, money, honey. Yes. Say it. Money, honey. Say this. I receive infinite money right now. Oh, listen. Listen, my wife and I were talking about some this the other day, and this came up. You are not responsible for the how. You are not responsible for how is it going to come to me, Reverend Rich. How? That's none of your business. You just need to stay in faith, believing, and stay in faith in your talking. Get rid of all dirty talking about money, about prosperity, about success. Some of you even get upset with a family member, a relative, or a loved one. You're angry with them because I'm reading you. Listen. You out there, you angry with them because of their good fortune. Get rid of that idea. Get rid of that thought. Follow me. Follow Reverend Rich in this. Because in this treatment is healing, this blessing and releasing treatment. Because you need to release those persons. Because before you can receive, you can't allow those negativity to clog up the pathway for your blessing, because those persons, whoever they are, relatives, friends, in-laws, outlaws, loved ones, or who you consider have good fortune that are not giving you, that aren't sharing with you, Listen, those persons, that person is not your source. That's the problem. You've been depending on that man, that woman, that rich uncle, that rich aunt, that grandmother, that grandfather, even secretly hoping they die, leaving you in their will. Well, dear one, that's not good because they are not your source. Before you can receive it, you've got to release all of that negative energy out of your consciousness, out of your mind, out of your space. You're listening to Reverend Rich. Listen, I want you. The universe wants you. The God in you desires for you to understand the very first divine, spiritual, universal principle for prosperity and success and money is that you acknowledge, that you realize who's your true, who's your source. The infinite, divine, loving spirit, God, the good, is your one and only source of all your supplies. Reverend Rich, say that again. I certainly will. The infinite God, good, whatever name you want to call this beautiful, loving, infinite energy, spirit, whatever name you want to call, it's that's between you and spirit. But what understand that spirit, that God, the infinite, intelligent, the divine, is your total and complete infinite source of all of your supply. So get rid of looking to other persons or to something or government or something. Listen, those things, those are channels. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Those are channels of blessings, of provision, but those are not your source. Get rid of the idea that they are your source. They are not your source. They are channels because the universe, here's a good thought, here's a God thought for you. The universe has known ways and unknown ways to bring you your good. I want you to say this after Reverend Rich in the first person. The universe, infinite God the good, has known ways and unknown ways to bring me my good. Let's say it again. Infinite God the good has known ways and unknown ways to bring me my cash money, to bring me my prosperity. When you get that into your psychic, when you get that into your consciousness, I'm telling you, you've just opened the floodgate of blessings to come to you from all kinds of ways, from above, from beneath, from east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from below you, from above you, from around. You just can't just take the limit off. Just take it off and understand this divine principle for prosperity. Yeah. Isn't that good? Oh boy, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yes. Perhaps you're one of those persons who say, sometime as I meet them, Reverend Rich, please pray for me. I've got bad luck. I've got no luck. I've got hard luck. I'm cursed. Something or someone is working witchcraft or hexes or voodoo against me. I'm under a bad spell. Is that you? Give me a call. Give Reverend Rich a call right now at his prayer line, 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. I have what you need today. I've got your word, good news to light your fuse. I've got a word that will change your world. Today is your lucky day. Today, Reverend Rich brings you some good news you can use to free your mind and your behind of all that so-called bad luck and bad spell. Today, I bring to you the gospel, the God spell, the good spell, the blessing spell, the winning spell, the success spell, the prosperity spell, the miracle money spell, the infinite overflowing money spell, the ever-flowing money honey spell. Throughout my travel, I've met some well-meaning but misguided and misinformed religious people who think they're being spiritual when they say, I don't want to be rich. I don't know if I can, I don't know if I would like to have a lot of money, because maybe if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't love the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand that kind of reasoning, but to each of own, each his own, you know. I have discovered, listen, let me tell you a little about Reverend Rich. I have been broke, really broke. There was a time in my life where I was living out of my car. I had a town car, and I was living out of my car. I've been so broke, so bad, so busted. I was totally disgusted. So I know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to be broke, and I know what it is to have a lot. And let me tell you, wonderful people, having a lot is much better. Because when you have a lot, you can give to others, you can help others. The best way to help the poor is to not be one of them. So that's why I'm inspired and rewired to tell you this good news today of how to get your mind renewed to think good prosperity thoughts, good money thoughts. I have discovered that I can love the Lord a lot better when I have money. I don't know about you. If you understand that, say amen. When you have money to pay your bills, when you have money to assist the poor and the needy and your loved ones, your friends and your family, when you have money to use and to enjoy, oh boy, listen, that's good. That causes you to shout for joy. I like what a statement that was written by one of the aged sage says, thanks be to God who has given us freely all things to enjoy. Did you get that? Universe, the universe has given us all things freely to enjoy. And one of those things we call money. Listen, having prosperity, having success, having money enables you to have options and freedom. Yes, that's what it's all about. And that's why I'm bringing this word to you. I want to help you to get your mind. Listen, this word is especially, I've got to say it, this is especially for folks who may have grown up poor, or may have grown up thinking that prosperity and money is only for certain people. And especially for those of you that may be African American that are listening, because most of you have grown up with that concept, the thing that poverty is okay. It's not. You should go to work, and also other folks, other Caucasian people who've grown up poor, whoever you are, whatever race you are, does not matter. It's all the fact of getting this information to your mind to help you understand that it's for you too, darling. It's for you also. You can experience money. You can experience a good prosperity and success. Because you know what? Prosperity and success is not just a good idea. It's a God's idea. It's God's idea. It's your divine right. It's your divine entitlement. It's your divine privilege. You should be rich, experiencing the blessing and goodness of infinite God. God wants you to enjoy all of the good that you want to enjoy. Yes, let me say that again. Listen, when you are experiencing and expressing and enjoying all the good stuff of life, when you're able to go and have a nice, I was in a beautiful restaurant the other night having filet mignon and lobster in Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Oh boy, you talking about good. You and washing it down with some champagne and wine. Listen, that is the good life. And while I was enjoying that, you know what the Spirit told me? God was enjoying that because I was enjoying that. When you're sitting down enjoying your favorite dish, like I said, a filet mignon or whatever you like, I don't know. Listen, God is enjoying this rich gourmet food and drink by means of me. When you're getting dressed up in your high fashion designer outfit, as you're looking into the mirror, say this: God is enjoying these fine clothes by means of me. When you're traveling in first class and staying in 5-star accommodations with the finest concierge service, just whisper to yourself, God is enjoying, Spirit is enjoying all of this luxury by means of me. Every time and with everything that you experience, all the good that you experience, I want you to know that Spirit, the universe, infinite God is enjoying all of this good stuff right now, right here with you. Now, here's a secret. The more good you enjoy having, being, doing, the more good will be coming to you. You got that? Accept the good. Appreciate the good. Because when you appreciate the good, when you accept the good, when you receive the good, more good is coming your way, baby. Yes, it is. Watch and see how much more right and good will be added and multiplied to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Today, I trust that you have been enlightened by this wonderful word. I trust that you will be empowered to be, to do, and to have what you wish to experience and express and enjoy now. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this. I want you to understand, whatever it is you wish to be, to do, and to have, decide what it is. Early in the program, I talk about someone needing a car, a transportation. If that's you, I want you to call me at 888-627-6008. So you have to decide it, define it, describe it. Those things that you wish to be, to do, and to have, you got to remember this universal law, and it is this. You've got to be definite with the infinite. You've got to know what it is that you want. You've got to know what it is that you want. And so, there are 5 things. Let me ask this question to you. What are the top 5 priorities in your in your mind right now that you'd like to be, that you'd like to do, what you'd like to have? Is it traveling, and that may be one thing that you'd like to do? Then where would you like to travel? What country would you like to visit? Write it down. Make it plain. Make it clear. Make it clear to your mind. Make it clear. The reason, I'm having you to do this is twofold, because we're told to write the vision. Write that which you wish to be, to do, and to have. And make it plain. Define it. Describe it. Secondly, because most people do not know. You'll be surprised. I'm not, because I meet a lot of folks. They would say to me, again, Reverend Rich, I'd like to pray for me to get a car. And I'd say, what kind of car? And they'd say, any kind of car. Well, I said, honey, they don't make that kind of car. I've heard of Ford. I've heard of Mercedes. I've heard of Jaguar. I've heard of Chevy. I've heard of GM. I mean, there's all kinds of cars, but I've never heard of any kind. So you say, again, you've got to be definite. And I like to shake them up. I like to shake folks up and get them out of their religiosity, because they think they're being so spiritual by saying any kind of car. No, you don't need any kind of car. No wonder you're driving around in that jalopy, because that's what you said. That's what you settled for. No, what kind of car do you really want? It is spirit today, because I've gotten back to this subject, because somebody needs a good car and they need to call me, because I've got a word. I've got what you need to help you to get that car that you need. You may be driving a car that you are paying for that you really don't like. Yes, a lot of people are paying, just like living with a person you don't like either. But that's another subject at another time, Reverend Rich. Hold that thought right there. Okay, so the truth is, until the mind is clear and precise as to what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have, you will never be it, you will never do it, you will never have it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it again. Define. You must be definite with the infinite. So until you know, your wish, your desire, your dreams will never show. Now that you know it, you have decided, you have defined it, it is now registered and impressed in and upon your subconsciousness, and the subconscious always express that which is impress. Oh, yes, see, isn't that wonderful? Yes, the subconscious, your subconscious, always express. That's why you have to be so careful what you allow to linger, what you allow to harbor in your mind, because the subconsciousness takes that and runs with it. The subconscious always express that which you impress. So if you impress lack, want, and limitation, and sickness, and never can get ahead, and never can get enough, and limited income, and limited budget, limited limitation, then you will be expressing those things. But that's not what you really want. So I'm here to help you change your mind. Renew your mind. Rid your mind of all negative, stinking thinking. Cast down every thought, every imagination, every concept, every notion that is unlike that which you desire. I am here to help you do this right now. This is Reverend Rich. If you are there, if you're able to, just turn your arm, your hand around, like in a receptive position, because I'm about to give a wonderful treatment for mind renewing and money attraction. The mind is where it all takes place. And so I want you to say with me right now, right in right now, I now rid my mind of all negative stinking thinking, of all ideas and concepts. And I now receive all the good that God is for me, with me, right here and right now. This is Reverend Rich. It's been so much fun, but it's time to run. And I know that you will want to listen next week, Saturday, to this wonderful program, this wonderful show, because it's on the go, baby. It's on the go. And I want you to know that you've got to watch what you impress throughout this week, throughout this coming week. Be very careful what you impress, because what you impress, your consciousness will express. In a few moments, after this show is over, you're going to have opportunity to really put this to work in your life. This is Reverend Rich thanking you for coming, thanking you for listening. And if you wish to call, you can still call my direct line, 702-577-6777. That's my direct line, my line you can call me directly on after the show is off the air. Again, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday, same time. Bye-bye.